This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Investor confidence is boosted by early signs the coronavirus pandemic may be easing. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Shares across Asia today ended the session solidly higher. Japan's Nikkei, Hong Kong's Hang Seng, and the Shanghai Composite Index all jumped more than 2%. Stock prices across Europe are also rising between 1% and 3% this morning. The British pound has stabilized after falling overnight in response to news the country's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, was transferred to intensive care after being admitted to a London hospital Sunday evening. It's been 12 days since he tested positive for COVID-19, and this morning, Cabinet Secretary Michael Gove gave the BBC an update on the Prime Minister's condition.
The Prime Minister's not on a ventilator. He has received oxygen support. Number 10, if there's any change in his condition, will ensure that the country is updated. The decisions that are being made by the medical team are decisions which require medical expertise. It's important that people like me don't second-guess them, but instead support them in the work that they do.
That's UK Cabinet Secretary Michael Gove there. Well, leaders all over the world have spent trillions of dollars on emergency measures to protect their countries from the economic shock of coronavirus. With the threat of recession on the horizon, Eurozone finance ministers will try today to hammer out one solution for the 19 countries that share the euro currency. The BBC's Andrew Walker explains what options are on the table.
One idea is to make use of the bailout agency that was created during the Eurozone financial crisis. That's the European Stability Mechanism. It could provide loans to countries that are in particular difficulty. At the time of the crisis, those loans came with pretty intrusive conditions on economic policy, and there certainly are some suggestions that on this occasion, because the problem is not the result of economic policy errors, that it might well be that those conditions are a lot less intrusive than they were. The European Investment Bank, which is an agency that provides loans and other forms of financing to support development of mainly of European infrastructure. And then there's also the possibility of some unemployment assistance.
There's also one other thing that finance ministers could discuss, but it's been fairly controversial. It's whether to issue a form of shared debt that they're calling corona bonds or euro bonds. What exactly are they? Why have they been so polarizing?
Well, this idea was around very much during the financial crisis, and it was intended as a way of enabling Eurozone more widely, in effect, to benefit from the very strong credit reputation that countries like Germany have. So it could have helped reduce some of the borrowing costs to finance spending in, for example, Italy. And that's one of the reasons it's so controversial. It's because there is a tendency in some of the financially stronger countries to see this as potentially German taxpayers being on the hook for less well-managed financial systems like those of Italy.
No doubt plenty for those Eurozone finance ministers to discuss later today. The BBC's Andrew Walker, thank you.
You're welcome, Victoria.
Here's your daily dose of good news. The subject is dogs, and if yours is anything like mine, you recognize the value of a dog trainer. Social distancing rules, though, have meant lessons have been canceled, but that's not stopping Nikki Burkett, who runs her own obedience classes in England. She's found a way to help her clients by going online.
The dogs that I work with on a one-to-one basis, a lot of them are behavioural issues and anxiety issues. So being able to see the dog in their own home without me actually being there, they're much more natural. So it's actually working quite well.
I have my own dog, and when it comes to paying attention, he only listens when he wants to listen. So how do the dogs interact with it when you're on screen and not in person? Do they listen to you?
I don't live with them. They don't need to listen to me. I need them to be able to focus on their owners. I'm just there as a voice or a face on the computer or the phone or the TV.
And when it comes to the number of customers that you have you lost customers or have you actually been able to gain some who are at home thinking, man, my dog needs to be better behaved. Now's the time to do it.
In all honesty, I have lost customers, quite a lot of customers. Not so much through a technology point of view. I think it's probably more financial, the uncertainty of what's happening.
Is there anything that you're planning on doing differently, like when it comes to marketing, to get customers back once all this is over with?
So at the minute, I'm advertising a free small session once or twice a week for the children to learn how to work with their dogs better. I mean, I've got a fair bit of interest in that. But it is more at the minute, my marketing's changed. It's not so much about advertising courses and things. It's more about doing live streaming, question and answer sessions, as opposed to straight, here's my new course, click here if you want to enroll on it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So is it something that people maybe are incorporating in their at-home school lessons then?
That's what I'm trying to provide for, yeah.
Well, we wish you all the best of luck. Nikki Burkett, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Well, finally, if you have kids at home who are worried about how coronavirus restrictions might impact their annual Easter egg hunts, New Zealand's Prime Minister has reassuring news. The Easter Bunny is now classified as an essential worker, so baskets can be delivered and eggs hidden, so long as the top rabbit isn't too busy at home this year. Also making the revised list, the Tooth Fairy. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.